Welcome to Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. I'll bring you all kinds of stories from all kinds of people. Whether it's a live public conversation and we're speaking from the kitchen table of my 1965 Beeline travel trailer, from the studios or on the streets, please sit back and enjoy the conversation right here this time every week. I am at the We Stand United New York City rally on the night before Trump's inauguration. This rally is being hosted by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, the Reverend Al Sharpton, Mark Ruffalo, Michael Moore, Rosie Perez, and Alec Baldwin. In addition, other elected officials will be joining, community groups and organizations outside of the Trump International Hotel and Tower, which is near Columbus Circle on Central Park West and 61st Street. This rally is to send a message to President-elect Trump and Congress that New York will protect the rights of people and the environment. This diverse group of organizations that has come together on this evening before the inauguration is to make clear to President-elect Trump and Congress that New Yorkers will continue to work to make real progress on important issues such as health care, climate change, social justice, and immigrant rights. And the list could go on. New York City and cities across the country will work in solidarity with people fighting to advance the causes of racial, social, environmental, and economic justice. Here are some of those participating in the rally tonight.
No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA. No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA.
The protest rally is starting in about 20 minutes, and I'm making my way from Columbus Circle up Broadway to 61st and Central Park West, and I'm speaking to people along the way.
My name is Jonathan Katz. I'm a historian, and I might be speaking at the rally in New York City on the day of the inauguration. Now, this is a preview. You're getting a preview. My name is Jonathan Ned Katz. I'm a writer and historian. I'm a member of Rise and Resist, a New York City anti-Trumpism group. Rise and Resist is modeled on the direct actions of ACT UP, which dramatically publicized the U.S. government's failure to respond to the AIDS epidemic. Last Sunday, 15 Rise and Resist members participated in a loud group coughing fit inside the swanky restaurant in Trump Tower, proclaiming, "Trump care makes us sick." The coughers were ushered outside. They joined Rise and Resist picketers chanting, "Health care is a right." That group coughing fit was a funny, dramatic, imaginative way of saying no to the Republican repeal of Obamacare. We must all join together and say no to the cruel, mean, nasty Republican, white nationalist, anti-immigrant vision of America. Thank you.
And Jonathan, should we cough now?
Yeah.
In your lifetime, how can you relate to what's happening right now and the kinds of actions you feel are necessary at the beginning of 2017 and with the inauguration under one day away?
Well, I lived through the repressive McCarthy period in the U.S. And because my father was a progressive, and a socialist, he was subject to investigation by the FBI. He hadn't done anything except he was very concerned about prejudice against black people and made that a big thing he tried to do something about as a white person. So we actually experienced, and I, you know, went to the door when the FBI came as a child, and I was told we didn't have to talk to them, but my father did talk to them because he wanted to find out what they were like, what kind of questions they were going to ask him. My mother hid my father's collection of progressive books in the cellar, in a box, so they wouldn't see them. So I am very aware, you know, of what could happen, because I remember very well a schoolmate's father being put in jail because he was a leader of the Communist Party. It was a witch hunt, a hysterical witch hunt for power, really. I mean, there was no threat of communist takeover or anything. It's ridiculous. All of that is on my mind. Also, I started protesting against the Vietnam War early on before it was became a mass movement. And so here I am at the beginning of the anti-Trump movement, when I think maybe there won't be as many people, perhaps, until it goes on a little more and we see what horrible things are actually going to happen. So I'm here to put my body on the line, have it be counted, to add to the numbers. I think it's important to show a resistance spirit and that we're not going to take authoritarian regime, whatever form it takes.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
I've been speaking with Jonathan Ned Katz.
No, no, no! Humanity, we refuse a fascist America! No, 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 no!
Hi, I'm Jahaira.
Hello. So what brings you to this protest rally on the eve of the inauguration here in New York City?
I guess just like everybody else, I think everybody's still somewhat appalled of the results of, somebody so negative being our chief of staff, basically. So I'm here to support, like I always been doing, like I've been doing today, tomorrow, and the day after. We have about 3 days of, protest. Basically just, supporting everybody here, make sure that, our voices are heard, basically.
And what do you want to be heard? What are your concerns?
I think my concerns is, as I said, just like every other normal person, being, Hispanic, being from a different religion, being female, all the things that they were, professing during the campaign were all against me. So I'm here to say no. We are in a free country. Everybody here, regardless of your creed or where you're from, everybody who's here has a purpose of being here. They came here for something good, something positive, and somehow after so many years have somebody such as that person being elected. It's kind of rough, I will say. It's kind of, it's taking everybody by awe, So hopefully, we get heard. Hopefully people in 2 years will be able to vote one of the houses out of the government. So, and then hopefully, we can get at least some sort of voice, But I would tell people, if you don't like it, if you don't like what's going on, call your Congress. Call them. Email them, mail them, bombard them with whatever you can because your voice can be heard. If people say, I don't like it, but you don't do nothing, then it's like you're agreeing, basically. So that's what I do.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome anytime. Jahaira Contreras.
What's up, New York?
Upon it. Because when diversity
pray or how much money we got in our bank accounts. Now tonight you're gonna hear from other native New Yorkers like myself. Brooklyn! And others who made it here tonight from all across the nation. Tonight, I want us to move forward with love and hope. But love and hope does not equal weakness. Love and hope equals strength, true character of what real Americans are about. Tonight we lift our spirits high and we move forward in continuing to advance the critical issues in the sphere of racial, social, economic, and environmental justice. I know a lot of you are moaning and groaning about our president-elect. We need to stop that. We need to move forward with hope, with love, and with courage, because despair is not our voice. Hope, action, strength, and unity is our voice. Not that of someone who has made disparaging and very hurtful and divisive statements about our fellow Americans. We must remember the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice.
Rosie Perez.
In the middle of the night. First, De Niro's career is a disaster. He was passed over for Godfather 4, and he was in 7. Pathetic. Another tweet. De Niro should give back his Oscars. Voting was rigged. There's only one true Raging Bull, and that is Vladimir Putin. One more. An extremely credible source told me that Noble uses raw fish in their sushi. And the portions are so small.
Sad.
That one really hurt. Just like our founding fathers, you can love our country and not love everything about it. That's understandable. You can love your city, as I do, and not love everything about it either. That may have been what I was thinking about when I said, I wish you know who would leave this city. I just never thought he'd go to Washington. He's a bad example of this country, this city. This city.
Woo!
This city. The president-elect said our country was a dumping ground for the world. Really? These huddled masses yearning to breathe free built our country and our lifeblood of our strong, diverse, beautiful New York City. The government sent us the message to drop dead. They gave us the strength to recover after the tragedy of 9/11. Now they're giving us the strength to persevere in the face of the promises of the incoming government. We're all rooting for the new administration, of course, to abandon the divisive, racist, misogynist, ignorant plans it's trumpeting and lead us with intelligence and compassion. Whatever happens, we Americans, we New Yorkers, we patriots, yeah! Our rights and the rights of our fellow citizens. And now it's my honor to introduce you to a leader of that campaign, our mayor, Bill de Blasio.
Making us all safer together. strikes in Washington, D.C. Right now, here in New York and all over the country, people are getting together to sign up their fellow Americans for health care under the Affordable Care Act because it is still the law of the land in this country. Woo! To get more and more people insured, to help protect their families, and to make it harder to ever take away the right to health care in this country. Here in New York City, join our Get Covered NYC campaign to make sure that more and more New Yorkers have the health care they deserve. Join our efforts to sign up New Yorkers for ID NYC, regardless of who you are, where you come from. You're a New Yorker, and we honor and respect you. And we stand together in making sure there is no discrimination, there is no hatred in our city or any city. If you see a hatred, an act of hatred, if you see a bias crime, report it immediately. Stand up against hatred. Something. You know, Donald Trump always liked to say he built a movement. Well, now it's time for us to build our movement. That starts tonight, and it's all over the country. Tonight, tomorrow, in the days to come, a movement building to protect all the gains we've made and protect the rights of our people. My friends, mayors are gathering from all over the country in a common cause. They've signed a pledge to defend the progress we've made, to make sure our cities and towns represent the best of America, from one part of this nation to the other, from the Liberty Bell to the Gateway Arch, from the Great Salt Lake to the banks of the Rio Grande River. Mayors all over the country are signing this pledge for common action, that the next 100 days will be days of action together. And we are standing up for our cities, and we are standing up for our towns, because our cities and our towns are the authentic America, are the open and compassionate America, are the hopeful America. Some people think we're going to be dejected. Some people think we're going to be in a state of mourning. We're just going to shirk away from playing any role in our nation. Well, no. Tomorrow, we begin to organize. Tomorrow, we gather together. Look at the thousands here tonight, and this is only a beginning. We don't fear the future. We think the future is bright. The people's voices are heard. And my friends, we're going to fight together. We are going to fight together. From Seattle to Santa Fe, from Boston to Birmingham, Alabama, people are joining together right now for a country that respects all its people, values all its people, provides opportunities for all, protects the health care of all, protects the environment for all. That is what we are fighting for. And tomorrow, my friends, tomorrow is not an end. Tomorrow is a beginning. Get ready to build the nation we always believed in together.
And now, it is my pleasure to introduce a leader who embodies always and always NYC, siempre. She is a proud daughter of Puerto Rico, a proud supporter of working families, union families, immigrant families, all families. She's a badass feminist. And she is the first Latina speaker of our New York City Council. Welcome, Melissa Mark DeRita.
Represent the very best of our country. We exemplify
exemplify that diversity is what makes this nation great, not weak. We embody the principles of equality and inclusivity because that is who we are. And that's exactly why we will do everything in our power to defend this city and its ideals. You have my word. We're gonna stand up and fight back. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Woo! Protecting women's reproductive rights, to building more trust between our communities and the police, to ensuring immigrants continue to call New York City home, we will not stay silent. Are we gonna stand up and fight back?
Yes.
So let me be clear, because I want Washington, D.C. to hear me. We will not allow our immigrant communities to return into the shadows, because just today we saw a glimpse of what this administration is planning to do. Trillions in budget cuts, dismantling the ACA, and building a wall. We're gonna build a wall, and that's the wall of resistance. Permitiremos que los inmigrantes en esta ciudad vivan en las sombras. Estamos unidos, pa'lante, siempre pa'lante.
This land was made to you and me. As I went walking that ribbon of highway.
And this is the Trump protest rally on the eve of the inauguration in New York City. From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artel. Thanks for joining me for Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. The music for the show, Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Trailer Talk is produced by Sabrina Artel. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net. Special thanks to WJFF Radio Catskill and the numerous people who have donated their time, resources, and conversations to make Trailer Talk possible. Thank you all who joined me in these conversations. I'm Sabrina Artel. Safe travels.